A grandmother from Sydney's western suburbs has avoided a mandatory death sentence after being found not guilty of trafficking crystal methamphetamine into Malaysia. Maria Exposto, a 54-year-old from Cabramatta, claimed to have been set up after being found with a kilogram and a half of the drug ice after arriving in Kuala Lumpur. The judge acquitted her after her lawyer, Muhammad Shafi Abdullah, argued she had been scammed by an online boyfriend.
She cleared immigration because she followed the crowd. If she did not clear immigration that day, which she should not, she would never be in this trouble. Because she just stayed in the transit, no immigration, no custom checkpoint. She just go off to Melbourne.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. So that corroborates the fact that she was innocent and she was naive. Right. Because a trafficker, a normal trafficker, would know the nitty-gritty of how to escape.
The scam involved an online romance with a supposed United States soldier and Afghanistan war veteran named Captain Daniel Smith, who asked her to marry him in 2013. Ms. Exposto said she was lured into carrying a bag from Shanghai to Melbourne, transiting in Kuala Lumpur. She said she believed it contained just clothing from a supposed acquaintance of the soldier. Ms. Exposto will have to remain in custody in Malaysia for now, though, because the prosecution reportedly plans to appeal the verdict. Mr. Abdullah estimates that could take a few months.
For the next 2 to 3 months, she will be in Malaysia to fight the appeal, although, in my considered opinion, the prosecution has got not the slightest chance of winning this case.
Ms. Exposto would have faced execution even though Malaysia's parliament voted last month to give judges discretionary powers in such cases. The law passed on November the 30th but has not been formally gazetted yet, so it could not have saved her from the death penalty. Mr. Abdullah says regardless, his client is innocent and the judge found serious doubts in the prosecution's case.
She is an innocent carrier, trick into carrying a bag, naive, as the judge described it. Okay? That is the overall sum up. And the judge feel that, considering the Malaysian law, which is very much Anglo-American sort of system, that this is not a case safe to convict. There's a lot of doubt that has been raised.
The prosecution has agreed Ms. Exposto could be deported to Australia if cleared, but that is now pending the expected appeal. Even before that development, Mr. Abdullah was describing the deportation process as quite complicated, that she would be arrested and taken to immigration authorities,
where she will be processed for purposes of being deported to Australia. On the ground that she no longer has a valid visitor's pass. That is all. Right? So you must draw that distinction.
In the media scrum, as Ms. Exposto left the court with family and friends, her son was in a celebrating mood.
You must be ecstatic about what's happened.
I was just very happy that everything's passed, so I can relax now. Thank you.
The acting executive director of Amnesty International Malaysia, Gwen Lee, has told the ABC the case will become a precedent for others fighting death sentences in the country.
Actually, it's quite surprising. We all thought that she's going to get sentenced to death. But it's a good news. At least like her, she's spared for now. And let's see how long is it going to take for the prosecutor to appeal.